I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
And that's my favorite theme song, Coffee at the Merck, with Chris Shellstead on the air here. And good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
It's going super duper.
Great. Staying warm. It's, I think winter's finally here, but it's not too bad yet.
No, not too bad yet. That's for sure. Well, I tell you what, a lot of stuff happening at the Madison Mercantile again.
Yep. As usual, we've been pretty busy. And, you know, through the harvest season, we tried to support, you know, farmers as we could. We'd have people come in and say, I need 4 lattes. Mm. I got to take them out to the field. So there's been awesome. A few people, a few farmers hooked on lattes over the last couple months. So that's been fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. You got to support the farmers.
Yeah. And in fact, I brought you one of our favorite farmer favorites today, and it's called the Nutty Farmer.
And it is very good. Thanks for bringing that.
Yeah. It's so it's a latte, and it's got butter pecan and hazelnut in it.
Is this a new thing?
Well, not really. So I probably shouldn't name names, but there's a particular.
Let's do.
There's a particular farmer. His name might be Mark Hasted, who came in one day and said, surprise me. And we threw some stuff together and he liked it. And he called it a Nutty Farmer because it's hazelnut and butter pecan. So the Nutty Farmer's been one of our sort of signature drinks.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, you just make something up.
Make something up, and if somebody likes it, they can name it. So we can. we haven't figured out what the Ramos special is yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah, we should make something up. I mean, you can do that together with Paige or whoever.
Yep, so. We can do that. In fact, Paige, one of our baristas, she took October off because she's out farming. So she's almost done. I talked to her the other day, and harvest went good, but we are looking forward to getting her back behind the counter because she's the one that comes up with some of these really interesting drinks.
Is she the one that worked out in New York?
Yep, she's worked all over the place, and she's very inventive on the coffees. So I know people have missed Paige's special barista techniques. All right. So she'll be back later this week.
Okay, so thanks to Mark Hasted, we have an awesome drink called the Nutty Farmer.
That's right. It's all good. I think we're mostly doing hot drinks now. We did a lot of iced coffee over the summer and Italian sodas and smoothies.
Smoothies. I had a smoothie once. That was awesome.
Yeah. At this point, it's pretty much hot coffee. So we're excited about that.
Okay, good. Awesome. I love that I come in at least once or twice a week to get coffee.
We love seeing you. Right. Yeah. So we're looking forward to November. The first thing this week is we're going to support some Norse Fest events. We have a pie social that the Arts Council is going to hold at the Merck on Wednesday the 8th. Come and get yourself some pie and support the Arts Council. And then we have a couple of artists who are specifically coming in for Norse Fest. We have Rachel Coppendreyer, who was a real favorite last year. She does these beautiful drawings of animals, but she includes a little Scandinavian twist in each one of them.
Oh.
And she was real successful here last year, and she was excited to come back. So that's Rachel. And then also this week, St. John's is going to set up their quilt show. So
their quilt what? Show?
Their quilt show. So they'll have a quilt show and sale for a few weeks starting this week at the Merck. I think they're setting up early on in the week, and come on by and see some of their beautiful handiwork and support their efforts.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. So your busy schedule there coming up in November here in the next this week and next.
Yes. We're getting started and with some of the holiday things that we have planned. And we're kind of looking at some new hours. We've been opening a little earlier to accommodate some teachers and things. So I think we're going to keep staying open at 7:30 in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But I think we're going to start having some evening hours regularly because, you know, now that it's getting dark early and people are kind of maybe looking for something to do, we're gonna announce some new evening hours in the next couple weeks.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah for sure.
Oh, no, I was going to say the one other really exciting thing in November is that it's Give to the Max Day.
Oh, yeah.
Give Minnesota Day.
November 16th.
Yep, November 16th. So this is the opportunity for nonprofits to kind of reach out as a whole to the citizens of Minnesota and say, hey, here's your opportunity to support us. So we are out there under Madison Mercantile, Madison Art and Innovation Center, and we have a goal of raising $10,000 for Give to the Max Day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, to support some of our programs.
And you don't have to wait till November 16th, right?
No. Yep. You can, it's open right now, and so you can do early giving, any amount you want. It can be anonymous, and then it ends at midnight on the 16th.
Okay, so get a pen and paper ready, because Chris is going to give the website here.
That's right.
Go on to donate during the Give to the Max and support the Madison Mercantile. Go ahead.
It's givemn.org. And then once you get there, you search for Madison Mercantile or Madison Art and Innovation Center, and it should come up for you. If you have any trouble finding it, just go to our Facebook page and we'll have it available right there.
Okay, so that's givemn.org. And you find a search bar there. Mm-hmm. And I did type in Madison Mercantile. And there it is. And actually, it says the Madison Art and Innovation Center.
Yeah, and the reason for that is that's the official title of the nonprofit side, the Madison Art and Innovation Center. But most people know us as the Madison Mercantile. Yep. So we wanted to have both of those names available for people when they take a look.
All right, so support Madison Mercantile during Give to the Max Day.
That's right. And we just in advance thank everybody, not only who supports us with a donation, but who come in and just, you know, buy a coffee or hang out or offer to give a hand. We just have such a great core of folks that want to see us be a success. So thanks to everybody for whatever they do, whether it's a donation or just supporting what we do.
That's right. I was in there the other day, and I just noticed some ladies were just sitting on the couches there, just having a nice time, having their coffee or latte or whatever,
and
just enjoying the afternoon.
Yeah, it's really a great place to do that. But hey, I want to highlight something that happened this past week. We had our first event in our new wellness center. You know, it's a nice big room that's like a yoga room, wellness, exercise. We have a new guy in town, not new to Madison, but a returnee, we call them, Zach Gierman, who hosted an open house. He's going to be doing jiu-jitsu classes, kickboxing, exercise classes, personal training, and he had a really great turnout. 30, 40 people showed up to talk to Zach about some potential classes to have in the wellness center there, so I think he was very happy, and it's just a great addition to the community.
It's actually beautiful. You showed me that the other day, and the wellness center at the Madison Merck, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice place.
It can
nice
be a
place.
Versatile room, too.
Right. We've had some painting classes there. We've had just folks gathering in there because it's a nice big meeting room. But the main goal is for group exercise like yoga and jiu-jitsu and meditation and things like that. We may also turn it into like a mini movie theater this winter and play some kids' movies back there.
That's right. Hey, when I just remembered this, of course, we had Halloween last week, and you had a Halloween room set up, Chris.
We did. It wasn't very big, but it was pretty cool.
It was. I stood in it, and I got scared.
Yeah, it was. We had skeletons and black lights, and it was really fun to watch the little kids go in there and all of their neon and glow, you know. Just taking it down today, so we still had some little ones in there over the weekend taking advantage of that, but I'm kind of hoping that next year we can have a great big haunted house in the back of the building. Nice. So if anybody's interested in that, let me know, and we'll plan ahead for a decent haunted house here in Madison.
All right. Hey, you had some visitors from Thailand last week, and I know the visitors, and they really were impressed with the Madison Mercantile.
Yeah, that is awesome, Paul. Thanks for bringing them by. I love showing the space to people, but it's even better when it's someone from, you know, the other side of the world, and they have a place to gather and hang out. So I appreciate you bringing them by.
And your Madison Mercantile is right up their alley. They love stuff like that. And you had all them books. Actually, it was I was an exchange student at 2012 at Lacaparral Valley, and she brought her parents. I lives in Michigan now. She's an engineer, and she brought her parents from Thailand to visit the Madison Merck, and they just fell in love with it.
Yeah, it was lovely. You know, the other visitors we had this week were mostly hunters. People would wander in and just go, what's going on? You know, what is this? And then some of them had ties to Madison. Others just came out here to hunt, and it was just fun to show them around. And some of them were from other small towns. And quite often people say, wow, how can we do something like this in our town? So I think it's a model for a community center, art center, innovation center that hopefully we can sort of package up how we did this and help other small towns do it in the future.
I can see some speaking engagements in your future here around the state of Minnesota.
Right. Yeah. I don't know about that. We got plenty to do right here.
Well, when I was in there the other day, you had a couple ladies. Where are they from? Silver Bay?
They're from Silver Bay. Okay. So, yeah, I recently, the Merck got a grant through the Blandin Foundation. And as part of that grant, other grantees have the opportunity to come and see each other's projects.
Oh.
So these ladies from Silver Bay are doing something similar, a little smaller scale, and they wanted to come down and see what we did. And I'm going to go up to Frazee and see some projects up there. And it's really great to see what other people have done with their Blandin grant and see if we can't learn some lessons from each other.
Yeah. That's going to make you feel good when other people from that far away or Silver Bear come to see what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think because some of these towns are of similar size to Madison, they think, okay, let's learn lessons from how they did it so we can kind of get a jump start on doing something similar. Mm-hmm. And all these small towns are looking for a place like this. So I think we got ahead of the curve a little bit, but I'm really happy to share our lessons learned and some of the things we did right and some of the things we did wrong along the way.
Okay. I got to ask you, Chris, you know, when you started this Madison Merck a year and a half or so ago, is it what you expected where you're at now, or is it more, or you wanted to do more, or is it less?
It's kind of more than I thought. We originally were thinking coffee house, art gallery, a couple of offices and studios, but the whole co-working space, digital literacy lab, and exercise room, wellness room, that all just grew out of people who came in and said, hey, it would be nice if we had this or that in the community. And we looked around and said, you know, we can do that.
Yep.
So we're going to focus on finishing up the co-working space and the Zoom room. And then we'll move on to our food area, which is sort of a year-round co-op space where local producers can sell the products that they produce. Okay. So that's going to be our winter project with any luck. We have a little grant money from the Department of Ag for that.
Oh, nice.
But we'll see. Maybe when we open the doors in spring, that whole facility will be ready.
Okay. What surprised me in the year and a half that you've been open is how many groups meet there. That's the meeting place. We're going to meet at the Madison Merck social media group that I'm in, with Becky.
Our caregiver group.
Yeah, caregiver groups.
Quilt Club. And we just had a group from Lutheran Social Services visit today. And it's gotten to be not just for groups, but for people meeting clients. So maybe it's somebody meeting a client for taxes or somebody, a counseling kind of thing. So it's kind of, we have so many little offices and spaces that are private and some that are out in the open. So it's turned out to be just a real, you know, casual, easy place to meet up and either just have coffee with a friend or get some work done or have a meeting. So I'm excited to see where we go with all the different groups this year.
And of course, the holidays are coming up, and you got some stuff going on too.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. We're not really planning much for Thanksgiving, but, you know, something could pop up. But we're looking forward to the holidays, December. And right now we're looking at having a holiday market the 1st through the 20th of December. We're going to invite the current vendors that we already have to sort of beef up their presence for a sort of a two-week buying experience. And then we may have a couple other pop-up shops. So keep your eye out on our Facebook page for that. We'd like to give people an opportunity to buy local and have local craftsmen have an opportunity to connect with consumers.
Okay, good. All right. Anything else?
Well, just one other plug for some great music we have scheduled for December 2nd. There's a young man named Luke LeBlanc. He's from Minneapolis. He contacted us. He's putting out a new album. He's going to be in the area, and he wants to give a show for us and introduce himself to this whole region. And he's a young guy, and he's really good. So mark your calendars for December 2nd, Luke LeBlanc, and we'll push out more information on that. And then we'll also be starting up our trivia nights again in December.
Nice. Good. So trivia night, got to love that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I encourage everybody to just bring a friend or come all by yourself and make a new friend.
All right. Real good, Chris. Once again, don't forget, you can donate to the Madison Merc. GiveMN.org. Search Madison Mercantile.
All right. And I thank everybody in advance for their support.
And thank you for the Nutty Farmer drink.
All right. Courtesy of Mark Haston.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Bye, Paul.
Chris Shellstead with the Madison Mercantile.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shellstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merc.
My life. Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.